This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
All right, Rico and the world as he sees it in college football, top 12 teams, 12 playoff spots. I got lots of thoughts from a chaos weekend. What do you got?
In a weekend that was supposed to go very smoothly.
Nope.
It did not. So I'm going to give you the honorable mention. At 15, Mike, they fell out of the top 12, University of Tennessee.
They're ass. They're frauds. They're garbage. I'm so glad Georgia did America a favor. Plus, no coach has a more punchable face than Josh Heupel. I don't know why. I just want to slug that guy. Plus, what kind of slob wipes their nose with their sleeve? You're a grown-ass man. You got an assistant holding your headset wire. You couldn't ask somebody for a tissue? I'm like, what is wrong with this man?
Maybe he should call Aaron Glenn and be like, can we get some help on the sideline?
Tennessee's been broken all year. They just haven't played anybody. Suit.
Kenny?
Oh, I'm with you, especially about the booger take. That's excellent.
Okay.
That's disgusting.
Well, let's stick with the SEC at 14, Texas A&M.
They get
a chance to prove
they
themselves.
They play their way in or they're going to play their way out. But they're clearly there. Elko, it's been such an improvement from Jimbo Fisher. And again, Colin Klein, it's been an acclimation to the type of offense he wants to run. Settling on Reed as their quarterback. They've got a real shot to get this done. It's been a pretty amazing.
At 13, Boise State.
Uh-oh. All right, buddy, here's the deal. I know we got to let one of the small teams in, and I'm a proponent of that. His Boise team's no good. I've watched more of their games than I care to. And, yeah, Gente's running for more than 150 every week on 30 carries. That game last week was close until a pick six. Yeah. He's not going to win the Heisman.
No, he's not. Either them or it's Tulane, but they're not in there.
What about Army?
At number 12, Mike, for you, Ole Miss.
I mean, listen, man, if they take care of business, they're in the playoff. They're at Florida this week. Then they get Mississippi State, who's a corpse. Jackson Dart said after that terrible loss at home, we have to win out. And that's what they're doing. And they're playing good football doing it. They had a big win a couple of weeks ago without Trey Harris, their best player. I think Ole Miss is absolutely a playoff team, man. I'm not telling you to win the whole thing, but they're a playoff team.
Okay. At number 11, team that I think probably going to win the ACC, SMU. You've been on the SMU bandwagon for a while.
Yeah, I just don't think they belong here. Like, the ACC's bad. If you put the ACC and the Big 12 together, could you form a good league?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You know what you would call it? You would call it the Big 10. 18 teams that blow.
SMU, we associate them with throwing the ball and high flying. It's not really their thing. Plus, their best player, RJ Maryland's out for the season, their star tight end. They run it a lot defensively, rushed passer, tons of havoc. I still don't think they win a shootout against Miami, but for now, you want to keep them there? I'm fine with it. Not mad about it.
At number 10, Kenny, for you, BYU.
Soaking it up, baby!
No, they can't be here. I'd have Colorado there before them.
Colorado was in, would have probably been 16 for me.
Well, in my world,
BYU's only lost once.
Yeah, and they should have lost five times. Look at their metrics.
Look at
who they are. Their quarterback throws it like he's blindfolded. Retzloff blows.
Okay, but I can't punish somebody for almost losing.
I can punish their fans for dressing up like idiots at their game.
That's fair.
Oh, look at me. I'm a Teletubby.
Kenny was in the stands.
Hey, I've got ski goggles on.
Idiots.
Kenny was there in the hot tub. All right. Well, at number nine, University of Georgia.
They're in the playoff. Virtuoso performance, doing America a favor, getting rid of Tennessee. Carson Beck looked great. Here's why I liked what I saw. Mike Bobo, tempo, tempo, tempo. Speed it up. Let's get in a rhythm. Let's play. And hi, let's reintroduce Earth to our tight ends. Not only Delp, but Yuricich, the kid they got from Stanford, who they just didn't use the first 6 weeks of the season. I think they're going to be fine. They're just chipping a chair, get in. Ain't nobody going to be pumped up to see Georgia in the first round of the playoff.
No, completely agree. They got to play their way better, but I mean, yeah, you're right on.
Did they learn something from going tempo? Like, maybe we just should do this for the rest of the season?
See, this is what they always do, though. They figure out how to play football halfway through, and it's almost too late sometimes. That's how they lost to South Carolina a couple years back.
At number eight, Alabama.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, and it lends itself to my theory that the day they played in Tennessee, Milroe was nursing a big-time injury. He couldn't run, wouldn't run.
Yeah.
We saw more of who he really is. And with it, look, Alabama, if you want to talk about the team that's forgotten, like nobody forgets about Georgia, a team that's forgotten in all of this that we kind of wrote off, who's the most dangerous right now, might be Bama. They're rounding into shape at the right time of year. And if Milroe's healthy, he's the annihilator of scheme. You can play it perfect. Hey, there he goes again. So
maybe the SEC has it right. You play your cupcakes at the end of this year. Get ready for the playoffs.
That's right.
At number seven, the University of Miami.
Look, you know, I they will make the playoff. I still think they're going to get in. They're going to win the ACC. That defense, it's terminal. I don't think they can beat anyone of substance. Now, you get in, you get the bye week, fine. That defense, Rico,
but see,
for the money they spent, oh, my God, that defense is awful.
I almost want to see Miami make the playoffs but not win the ACC to see what Miami looks like up north. Miami in Columbus. That would be a fun game to watch. At number six, they're going to get a chance to really prove themselves this weekend, Indiana. They were on a bye, but I actually dropped them.
Well, here, I'll just be the bearer of bad news for you. You can have them wherever you want in your power rank. They don't deserve to be there. Put them on a field with any of the teams you just mentioned, they lose to every single one of them. Every single one of them.
Wow. You think BYU's fraud.
Indiana's a fun story, but when you play a schedule ranked 106 in America and your best win is against cutscene,
Michigan, stop. But hey, you know what? This is what everybody wanted. You wanted your expanded playoff. I pray to God, Georgia rolls the wagon into Bloomington and burns that stadium to the ground. I want Georgia, Indiana, so all these idiots pimping this thing when they were nowhere near Indiana in the summer like I was, over 5.5, cash that ticket. The point is, I want them eviscerated.
But what if Indiana wins? Ha-ha.
What if Indiana... Go ahead. What kind of action you want on that game?
Let's let it happen
I'm
first.
I'm tired of it.
I got nothing to lose. I'll bet it.
Go Buckeyes. O-H-I-O. Hope they win by 1,000 Saturday.
At number 5, shout out to Caller Rob, Notre Dame.
Caller Rob, we have not heard from him this week yet. I'm sure we will later in the week. I'd like to reassure Caller Rob that I will likely be backing his Notre Dame Fighting Irish minus 14. America's all over the Army Black Knights.
Wait. So you're not going with Army?
I love Army, and I will root for them. But they're a huge public underdog that's probably about to get slaughtered.
So you hate America. All right.
I do not. How dare you? I'm wearing an Army sweatshirt today.
You know what?
I can root for them.
You know who else wore an Army sweatshirt? Benedict Arnold. All right.
You know, I had a joke that I could say, but it'll get me in trouble. I'm not going to do it. The point I'm making is Notre Dame just, they're boring, but they're effective. And that defense is legit. Yankee Stadium Saturday night against Army. You know where my loyalties lie. But I need more points if I'm going to take Army.
Okay. At number 4, Penn State.
Bleep you. There's another team I want launched to the sun. Does Elon have a SpaceX plane? Put him up there with those stranded astronauts. Put James Franklin up there. I hate Penn State.
Now, Penn State just quietly lost their game to Ohio State and went into the corner and said, we're not going to bother anybody. We're just going to hold this spot.
Yep.
They're going to get a home game. They won't win the Big Ten, but they will get a home game.
I don't think they'll beat a soul.
Depends.
Big game, small James.
Unless, in my world, they play Ole Miss.
Bring it.
That's going to be the game.
You don't want any part of that.
Which two coach will choke this game away?
Hey, it's me again. It's the Ole Miss D-line. Enjoy that.
But it'll be a whiteout situation.
Ooh, I was at the Mo Bamba game. Shut up, you weirdos. I hate them. God, this playoff makes me angry. God, who's number 3?
Texas.
Fine enough.
And number 2, Ohio State.
Disagree.
Oh, should be, and at 1,
yeah.
Oregon.
Oregon's offense looks broken.
Now, see, I don't know. I need to see more. I think Oregon had the one scare that a lot of national title teams have.
They didn't play well against Michigan either, Rico.
They toyed with Michigan.
Well, they have.
No. They struggled and almost lost to Wisconsin. The Michigan game, I never felt like they were going to lose that game. The Wisconsin game, especially, I don't know why you ran the fake field goal late in the game. Like, Dan, what?
Why would
what
you take the ball out of the hands of your best player? Right. I have no idea. I don't trust Lanning in a big spot, okay? I'll say it. Okay. I still don't trust him. I know they beat Ohio State. They were very fortunate to do so because Will Howard acted like Kenny after 13 beers. Not optimal decision-making. Outside of... No.
So you would swap them out, Ohio State 1?
Yeah, it's just a quibble.
I got
you. No big deal.
But the head-to-head has to mean something.
Okay, Costa.
All right.
You know, games have to mean something.
Mike, you're going to be a problem. I know everything.
Go Army.
That's me being Costa. I know everything. All right. That is your college football playoff preview for week 3, 97.1.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep. Graybar does that.